Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyot HaMukhtal Nun Aleph. We're learning some tests where he's defining what constitutes a tree to make the bracha of Repi Waits. We're holding in the middle of the paragraph. He says, "Upazimkis shugdelim beyorim pshita dosa lechol yoser achivor chadabaracha." So we had a discussion on strawberries or this strawberry-like fruit of the brachas of Repi Waits. Or Brei Pi Adama. He felt that the Iker Bracha is Brei Pi Adama. And if a person makes a Brei Pi Eitz, he should eat one to he would say the Bracha. It should not be a Bracha Levatala, and then he should stop eating, and he should continue eating by making Brei Pi Adama on a different food. So we mentioned that the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees and says that once you made the Bracha of Brei Pi Eitz, you can continue eating. To machlokes, and sabak brachas the hachal allows you to continue to eat. Now the Chayyim says, even though I disagree with that, but that's debatable. But the ones which grow wild, which he said before, that the ones which go wild and people don't tend to eat them, everybody agrees the bracha should not be brei pioets. So knows for sure that even though b'diavad maybe you're yotz with the brei pioets by saying. You only eat one, and for sure you cannot continue to eat further without making a bracha on something else, and being moitzi it. Okay, now he moves on to a new point. Mashagodol al ilonis ketanris, avshen gavin pochas megimel tvachim, kemo yagadis shcharim, kasamagad ram levorach brei pio eitz, v'alom noogim levorach brei priho adama, t'lochashibi kol kach pri. So now, we've defined the definition of eitz as something which lasts from year to year, and it grows from that. There should be no difference in halacha, the height of the actual plant which produces that. So, for example, we make a repio eitz on grapes, even though the vines can grow on the ground. So the fact that something grows low should not in itself be a reason not to say Brei Pi Eitz. However, the fact that it is low down close to the ground, it is perceived to be something which is growing out of the ground, and maybe the bracha Brei Pi Adama is appropriate. So the Magen Rambam says that the Iker Din of the bracha is Brei Pi Eitz. The Chayyim says, however, that Dvarim Noigim Levorach Brei Pi Adama, the Chashibi Kol Kach Pri. So the Minig. Even though the Iker Halacha is to make a Brei Pi Eitz, so we know that if a person says a Brei Pi Adama and a Brei Pi Eitz, b'diavad he's going to be Yotze. And the minhag is to actually say a Brei Pi Adama, not to say a Brei Pi Eitz. And he says, so why is that? So he says, because since it grows low, and people do not look at it as a very chash of a thing, people tend to not be makshav it so much. So it's not such a chash of a pri, that we should say a bracha of Brei Pi Eitz on it. That is a minig. So examples of yagadus shkardim, which are blackberries. He says a minig is to make a Brei Pi Adama. Now the Rambam says that in a case where the minig is not known, we don't have an established minig in regards to this fruit. So the bracha should be Brei Pi Eitz, because the Iker Din the bracha is Brei Pi Eitz, because this is something which the Gemara says, the Gemara gives us a criteria of that the gavaza is kayim, that the trunk remains, that there's a plant which lives from year to year, which the fruit grows from that plant, so it's growing off of an eitz. And we already said even if that eitz happens to be very small and thin, but if it, as long as it lasts from year to year, the bracha is Brei Pi Eitz. So if there's no known minig, the bracha should be Brei Pi Eitz. So an example which this halacha applies to, where this issue of the height of the plant affects it, is cranberries. Now cranberries, by the way, are not eaten raw. The cranberries are always eaten cooked. They're not edible raw. They're too sharp. Too sour to eat them raw. But when a person eats them and they're cooked, so they're quite tasty. And what should the bracha be available on that? So cranberries grow on a vine, which grows along the ground. So according to the Chayyadim, the bracha is would be Hadama, because that's the minig. But there's no established minig in regards to cranberries. They didn't have cranberries that which grew in Europe, so it wasn't an established minig. So you're going to get different answers amongst poskim and how to deal with cranberries. Marshall seems to hold the cranberries would be Rapio 8. Shlomo Zalman is on record that that the minig applies over there, and the bracha is Rapio Adama. So for sure, if a person says Rapio Adama, he'll be Yotze. If a person says Rapio 8, he would also be Yotze, because everybody agrees that the Ikra Din, the bracha is Rapio 8. So whatever your minig is that you're following would be acceptable in regards to that. Okay, the Chayyadim continues and discusses other types of plants. Eventually, we'll do that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.